inflammatory response evolved to protect those living in the tenements at the time. But it also had a trade-off later in life. An overactive immune system can end up attacking the body it is meant to protect.
But of course, when they reach adult life or late adult life, they've got more of a propensity for inflammatory-related diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and arthritis, which of course are common in Glasgow.
Even though their environment has changed and their lifestyle is healthy, Moira and Graham are still showing signs of a heightened immune response they inherited from their parents.
The tenements themselves have gone. The overcrowding is a thing of the past, and the city fathers have put in new housing where people are being moved to, and it's improved dramatically their conditions. But the legacies through the processes we've described are still there. The ill health still hangs over us to some extent, and we have to allow that to work out of the system.
So how can you make it to 101 without trying? The answer is not only to look at your own life, but also to understand how your parents and grandparents live theirs. Every community has a delicate relationship between past and present. Between the environment our ancestors evolved to survive and the one we live in today. Nowhere is the delicate nature of this relationship revealed more starkly than on the islands of Hawaii.